Hello everyone, thank you very much for listening. I'm Quentin from GIPA UK. I've been the country manager of GIPA UK since 2017, and I have actually been located in the UK since 2014. So even though you can hear I'm not British, or I wasn't a native British, I actually do understand very well the British market and has quite a lot of experience over 10 years working on that market. The idea of today, of today's podcast, is to provide you an overview of how the British car park has been changing over the last few years and what we can expect for the next few years. First of all, as always, when we discuss with our customers, one of the key and most important indicator to be looking at are the new registrations, the new car sales. We had tremendous new car sales in the UK before the pandemic, and especially in 2016, broke the record of over 2.6 million of new cars sold in only 1 year. This then started to decrease from 2017, even though it was still quite high with over 2.4 million of vehicles sold. And we ended up in 2019 with over 2.3 million, so still relatively high. And that's more or less our benchmark. It has been our benchmark since then, that 2019, 2.3 million of vehicles sold. With the pandemic hitting, we really had 2020, 2021, and then 2022. Due to the subsequent lack of new car supply, where so for those 3 years, the new car registration were very low. We had less than 1.7. It was actually just over 1.6 million of cars sold in those 3 years, okay, 2020, 2021, and 2022. And if you compare that to the benchmark of 2019 of 2.3 million cars sold, you can see it's about 700,000 vehicles every year that were not sold. And when a car is not sold on the markets, it won't be sold, a new car won't be sold anymore. When the year is done, we go on to the next year, and so on and so on. And that's very important to understand, because if you sum up those 3 years, we are basically looking at 2.1 million of cars that were not registered within that period, 2020 to 2022. We won't make up for those cars. So this is very important, especially as now in 2023 it was a better year. The supply of new cars was better, and actually we sold over 1.9 million of new cars in 2023. So not quite at the level of 2019, but already quite an improvement. Looking now at 2024, we know the numbers as of the end of April 2024, and the new registration are on the increase year on year, okay, with a 8% increase year on year when comparing January to April 2024 compared to 2023. So this is good news. The market is carrying on recovering, which means that there is an injection of new cars onto the market. Okay, so we are, as those car sales are increasing again, we are entering a new cycle in the market, and a new cycle in the car park for the UK. Just after, in 2017, in 2018, we were already telling our ATO customers that the 5 to 9 years old car park will be the battlefield for the after sales in the coming years. And we reached the pinnacle and the largest proportion of the car park being within that bracket of 5 to 9 years old last year in 2023. That percentage is now going to start to decrease to the favor of the 0 to 4 years old car park. Okay, so it's very interesting, as we are selling more cars again, that 0 to 4 is going to increase. It also reached one of its lowest point in the last decades recently, and it is only going to increase now that new car sales are increasing again. The question we can of course ask ourselves is whether we will ever recover the 2.3 million sales as we had in 2019. For sure this won't be in 2024. Maybe if we can reach it, it probably won't be before 2026. So we need to have that in mind. That's very important. So the impact of those new car sales increasing, as we mentioned, is first of all the fact that the 0 to 4 years old car park is increasing again in proportion. Okay. The other interesting thing, and that's in link with the lack of new car supply, also in link with the inflation, the double digit numbers of inflation that we had in the UK for almost 2 years, people are holding on their vehicle longer. And because they are not buying new cars, they actually the older vehicles are actually still being used. And this is clearly what we see. We see a growing share of the car park, of the car population that is 15 years and older. It was less than 10% of the car park before 2019, and we are now looking at going towards 15% of the car park. Okay, this is also very important. As for the 0 to 4 years old car park, the 15 plus car park is an interesting one because the driver behavior are completely different, and you don't address the 0 to 4 years old car park the same way that you address the 15 plus. So it is very important for you who are listening to that podcast to have in mind and to think, what is my strategy for each of those subcategories? Maybe you are not targeting one, maybe you are not targeting the other, maybe you are targeting both. It is essential to ask yourself this question, because both will increase in the coming years. 5 to 9 will decrease in proportion, will still remain one of the most important age group, but will decrease, will shrink slowly but surely, at least for the next few years. So, to me, that's the first point that is very important, is to really foresee that car park structure trend. You need to have in mind that the population of cars you're working with in any country is just the addition of new car registrations, more or less minus the cars that are being written off or exported, used at some point. So when just looking at new car registration, you can already tell quite an interesting story and understand quite the market, how the market is moving and where it will move even moving forward. Looking at that 15 plus car park, we can definitely see that the average length of life of a car in the UK has been increasing over the years and will probably carry on increase as long as we don't go back to larger new registrations. Okay, so this is quite a key one to have in mind. We can see also in terms of usage, those vehicles 15 plus, when you compare the annual mileage right now in 2023 versus what it was back in 2019, you can see the usage of those vehicles. It's much more. It's more than just the second car that we have in the household to maybe use during the weekend and put the dogs or the mountain bike in, and it's only doing a few miles around just for that kind of thing. We can actually see that those cars drive more than they used to, and that clearly demonstrate that people are using it to commute, to take the children to school, and so on and so on. So very, very much new usage to have in mind around that. Also, the other thing that is important, in the UK, the used car market is huge. Okay, we sell every year over 7 million of cars are being sold used. So there are transactions, there are about 7 million transactions that are done every year, which demonstrate or the ratio means that there are about 20% of cars that are changing hands, ownership hands, every year. So that's massive again. And those cars are being sold by someone, of course, often by a dealership or by a used car dealer, and then also by private sales. The cars that are the youngest here are potentially being sold by a dealer. And for the dealer, it is very important to be able to link as much as possible the used car sales to the after sales operation. Okay, so for dealers and OEMs who are listening to this podcast, that being able to find the synergies between used cars sales and after sales is very, very, very important. Okay? And this can be potentially one of the way to think about the 0 to 4 years old car park, because that change of ownership already happens in that regard, okay, in that section, in that age category. So this is very important. On the other side, for for the 15 plus years old car park. Of course, there is a bit more DIY. So there are some retail opportunities, some internet opportunity as well to sell car parts. That is definitely an area that you should be looking at if you were interested in that older car park. So to me, that's one of the first points that I wanted to discuss with you. And first trend, new registrations, how the new registrations are impacting the car park and having an effect on the car park age structure. Now what I want to discuss with you as well is the electrification of the car park. And what we have, the word and all the acronym that we have in the UK, the ZEV or ZEV mandate, zero emission vehicle. So the transition towards greener vehicles, which is generally summarized as the electrification of the vehicle. First of all, one thing that is important to consider is the fact that diesel back in 2010, the share of new car sales that were diesel were about 50%, and the other 50% was petrol cars, and that was it, that was done. Okay. Now we are looking at new registrations. If we look again at January to April 2024, we are looking at less than 7% of the car park or the new car sales, are diesel. Okay. Diesel has been declining from 50% more or less to now what it is, 7%, relatively quickly. So diesel is now older than petrol cars. That's relatively recent, and will carry on getting older and getting older until will probably disappear. So for after sales players, this is very important to make the most out of diesel. Those cars, the diesel cars and that technology, have never been that old, and we carry on getting older and older. And this is a great after sales opportunity in terms of injection, in terms of other specific diesel operations that need to be carried out. So before moving towards that ZEV mandate bits, I think it is very important to say that in diesel, there are still quite a lot of opportunities that should be seized. It's just finding the right way to address them. Then looking at electrification. So the car park, and in the UK, generally speaking, since the electrification, the sales of electric cars started to boom in 2020, and since then have been increasing and increasing. It is starting to plateau now, and I think we are really reaching a phase where what's next? What's next? The early adopters went on, businesses and fleets are very much interested and are actually accounting for most, far of the majority of EV registrations. Now the question is, what is the motivation for the lambda driver, the average driver? And I think this is where we are at the moment, where the market is trying to find its feet. Does private driver want to buy an electric car or not? In the UK, there are very limited grant and subsidies for a private driver to purchase an electric car, and therefore the motivation is relatively limited. On the other hand, the used car market for EV, which is the supply of used EV is increasing and increasing as the year goes by, is finding its feet in terms of pricing, in terms of, so the market is getting. It's getting there, and the supply and the demand are starting to meet, if we can say that. And those price points are being are starting to find their fit. So really, that could be one option for some of the drivers to electrify their vehicles, if we can say that. They can't necessarily afford to buy new. If they can't afford to buy new, they might be able to afford to buy used as that market is finding its fit. Of course, the electrification of the car park means that there will be a lot of changes around the after sales and the after sales departments. And for sure, it's still very early stages, as you can imagine, to really find in our data what are the key elements around that. We still need to collect more information to be able to analyze. But definitely what I can say already today, looking to any aftermarket player, after sales player, is that tires is going to be a big deal. And you have to have in place some strategy. If you don't want to attract, that's fine. If you want to attract EV drivers into your workshop, one of the key reasons for them in the future to come into a workshop will be tires. And therefore, tires is going to become a non-negotiable part of your business if you want to attract those vehicles. If you don't want, you are going to sit, if we can say that, on some opportunities to manage electric cars. So this is an important one. You can stay tuned. We can discuss that further. We also have published a report at the beginning of the year 2024 around EV after sales. So please do get in touch if that part, if you want to go into more detail around that part. And I'll finish that little note memo on the UK car park on something else that is very interesting and that has been increasing since at least the beginning of the year and even the previous year, but really it's increasing more and more now, is the introduction of EV models from brands that do not have a footprint on the UK market. There are a lot of new OEMs that are introducing models into the UK market and that didn't were not present before. I'm thinking of especially of either Southeast Asia or Chinese brand. We can see more and more of them. And interestingly, we've been focusing on that topic in our latest driver survey 2024. And what we can see is that there are very balanced interest from drivers to potentially consider a Chinese brand as their next vehicle. Some would be very keen and very interested, and some, on the contrary, wouldn't. So that's very interesting, and we can clearly see some clear profile of drivers that are pro or that wouldn't consider Chinese brands. So this is definitely very interesting. The one that consider, the key reason why they consider, is because of the value for money. Okay, so we are back to that affordability of getting an electric car for the future. Okay, that's we have to keep it relatively short. So in a nutshell, these are, to me, some of the key area to be looking at when looking at the evolution of the British car park, and how does it relate to after sales in a nutshell? That's the idea here. If you want to further that discussion and to have a catch up, please don't hesitate to be in touch. It would be with pleasure. And with this, I would just say that I hope you enjoy listening to that memo, and we will speak very soon. Thank you very much.